This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 338 for Tuesday, April 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly lower at Tuesday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged throughout the session. The largest losses in the old crop contracts as the old new crop spread narrowed in. Nearby May down $22.50 at the final bell at $1,147.50 per ton. Meanwhile, new crop November down only $2.30 at an even $1,000. Gains in outside markets, including the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, did provide spillover support for canola throughout the day. The tight old crop supply situation and need to encourage acres this spring also underpinned the futures. However, with demand shifting from the old to the new crop, there was room for some profit-taking in the front months. The May and July contracts had climbed well above their 20-day moving averages yesterday, leaving room for a correction lower. However, prices were still holding above that chart point today. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans posted solid gains, seeing follow-through buying interest after yesterday's advances. May beans up 28 cents at $16.31 per bushel. A truckers' union in Argentina is threatening taking strike action due to rising fuel prices that could limit export movement out of the South American country. Recent gains in crude oil and world vegetable oil markets also remained supportive. The USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates will be out on Friday, and pre-report positioning accounted for some of the activity. Corn was up across the board, testing fresh contract highs in the new crop months for the fourth straight session, as chart signals remain pointed higher. The May contract up 9 cents at $7.59 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 2% seeded as of this past Sunday, according to a report from the USDA. That's in line with the average for this time of year. Ideas corn prices need to stay strong in order to encourage acres away from soybeans were supportive. Wheat was higher, with the biggest gains in Kansas City hard red winter wheat. It's up 45 cents in the May contract at $10.82 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat up 26 cents in the May contract at $11.11 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 35 cents in May at $10.45 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 30% good to excellent in the first countrywide estimates since November. That was down by 14 points from before it went into dormancy. 36% was rated poor to very poor. Spring wheat seeding is underway with 3% of intended acres in the ground. That compares with the 2% average for this time of year. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remained a supportive influence in the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 5th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.